Chapter 24, Day 7, Penny. We wake to the sound of somebody coming downstairs. Dan tips his head to one side and smiles at the two of us.
You're so cute.
Then he sees the state of me and his jaw drops.
What the hell did you do in here last night?
I fell off my scooter. I reply, stretching out, then remembering that every single muscle in my body hurts. Ow. He perches on the end of the bed and hands me a coffee.
The house made it out alive. A couple of broken windows and the garden is going to need an overhaul, but the rest is intact. We should have electricity by the end of the day.
Pace rolls over, sliding a hand around my waist and kissing the back of my neck.
Is everyone upstairs?
He asks.
You mean is Mom still pissed? No. Dad had another serious talk with her. Like a get your priorities straight talk with her. He knew, you know, about you and me and Penny and Kelly. He knew right from the start that this was a setup, but he didn't say a word.
Pace sits up and grabs his mug from Dan.
Really? I would have loved to have seen that.
Dan shakes his head.
It wasn't pretty. They decided to stay on at the hotel. I think Mom's had enough of family for this summer. What about Emma? She's off to France with Jean-Francois. Turns out his family owns some huge winery in the south of France, and he wants to spend the rest of the summer stomping grapes and lounging around the pool with her. Mom didn't even fight it. Was glad to see her go.
It's so sad, but I bite my tongue. That girl is going to need some stronger maternal figures in her life. I'm pretty sure Kelly and I could do it. Better than her own mother, at the very least. Tell her she can call me anytime. I'm here for her. And I'm only a flight away if she needs me. Dan winks at me.
You got it.
So you guys are moving back in? I ask. Where does that leave us? Dan grins like a lovesick teenager.
Kelly and I are going to spend the rest of the summer here. She says her boss would be cool about that. Thinks her boss might be busy anyway.
I lie back, snuggling into Pace's warm and welcoming chest. Her boss is wondering if she isn't going to have to either get a new stylist or end up moving to LA when her stylist runs off with a movie star.
California would be good,
Pace says.
I know someone who lives in Cali who could put you up for a while.
Oh, yeah? I only have another week off. Then I've got 3 European festivals booked. Back to the laser boy grind. I hate being him and not the real me, but it pays the bills. I just want to do my own thing. But I think I might be free after that. Pace pulls me in for a kiss, and Dan takes that as his cue to leave.
You mean it?
He asks as he pulls away from my lips.
You really want to come to Cali with me? I don't have much. I don't even know if I can still stay in the apartment over my parents' garage. Oh, and I'm literally booked solid for the next 7 years of my life.
Yes, absolutely I do. But this is day to day. No promises, no happy ever afters. Not yet, at least. And I'll be getting my own place. Oh my God, what am I doing? This feels so right, though. More than it ever has before. The communication, the honesty. We both know exactly where we stand.
I will wait until you're ready, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to marry you, Penny Farthing.
Okay, maybe I didn't know quite where he stood. Play it cool, Penny. Shh, I reply, trying not to scream with joy at the fact that this guy proposed to me, actually wants to marry me, and I'm saying, I'll think about it. You'll awaken Bridezilla. He laughs and holds me to him.
Shit, nobody wants that.
I jokingly tap him on the arm.
I do have the suit, though. I did this photo shoot for Dan years ago. He was sick, and they flew me over last minute. Top hat and tails, waistcoat and cravat, the whole shebang. Mom kept it, in case of a top hat emergency, I guess.
What the fuck? Perfect husband Dan in the photo is actually perfect husband Pace? Kelly is going to scream when she hears this. Looks like it really was destiny after all. He was there all the time. I just had to stop looking for him.